Good evening. This is Akashwani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government trying with full sincerity to implement Gram Swaraj on the ground, allots over 65 lakh property cards under Swamitva scheme. Prime Minister to share his thoughts with people in the first Mann Ki Baat program of 2025 on Akashwani tomorrow. World Bank projects 6.7% growth for India, says the country to maintain fastest growing large economy status for next two fiscals. A West Bengal court convicts Sanjay Rai in the R.G. Carr Medical College rape and murder case. Quantum of sentence to be pronounced on Monday. And in sports, Indian women's team enter the final of Coco World Cup. In India, open badminton, Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty bow out of men's doubles. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today distributed over 65 lakh property cards under the Swamitva scheme to property owners through video conferencing. The property cards have been distributed in over 50,000 villages across 10 states and two union territories. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister termed this day historic for the rural economy. He said over 2 crore 25 lakh property documents have been issued in the last 5 years since the implementation of Swamitva scheme.
बीते 5 साल में लगभग 1.5 करोड़ लोगों को ये स्वामित्व कार्ड दिए गए हैं इस कार्यक्रम में 65 लाख से ज्यादा परिवारों को ये स्वामित्व कार्ड मिले हैं यानी स्वामित्व योजना के तहत गांव के करीब 2.25 करोड़ लोगों को अपने घर का पक्का कानूनी डॉक्यूमेंट मिला है.
The Prime Minister said the government is earnestly working to implement Gram Swaraj on the ground. He highlighted that the Swamitva Yojana had significantly improved village development planning and execution and will unlock the economic potential of 100 lakh crore in the country, which will prove instrumental in the economic empowerment of people. The Prime Minister said Swamitva scheme will make the rural economy the core pillar of development. Mr. Modi said the government is working for the digitization of land records and so far 23 crore Bhu Aadhaar numbers have been issued.
Bharat ke gaon mein logon ke paas lakhon lakh crore rupaye ki sampatti hone ke bawajood logon ke paas aksar gharon ke kanuni dastavez hote nahi the. इसलिए घर की मिल्कियत को लेकर भी विवाद होते रहते थे. इसलिए 2014 में जब हमारी सरकार बनी तो हमने प्रॉपर्टी के कागज की इस चुनौती से निपटने की ठानी. इसलिए हमने स्वामित्व योजना शुरू की.
The Prime Minister said women will play a crucial role in building a developed India. He said empowerment of women is the focus area of his government and women are placed at the center of every major scheme.
स्वामित्व योजना ने महिलाओं के प्रॉपर्टी राइट्स को और मजबूत किया है. कई राज्यों में प्रॉपर्टी कार्ड में पति के साथ साथ पत्नियों के नाम भी शामिल किए हैं कि स्वामित्व योजना के ड्रोन भी आज महिलाओं को प्रॉपर्टी राइट्स देने में मदद कर रहे हैं.
Launched in 2020, Swamitva scheme aims to provide record of rights to property owners in village areas to enhance the economic development of rural India. The scheme has reached full saturation in Puducherry, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Tripura, Goa, Uttarakhand and Haryana. The drone surveys have also been completed in Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and several union territories. Varsha Mangulkarkar, a beneficiary from Pavnar in Wardha district of Maharashtra, shared that her family runs a restaurant in the area.
Varsha Digambar Mangulkar hai. Main Pavnar gaon se aayi hu. Mera Pavnar mein Datta Hotel and Family Restaurant. Yahan par hum kaam karte hai. Wo hotel mein hamara Swamitva Yojana ke antargat humko malmatta patrak mila hua hai. इससे हमने 10 लाख का लोन लिया है. वो लोन मिलने से हमको हमारे होटल की प्रोग्रेस में मदद हुई है.
Another beneficiary, Seema Kurudkar from Zadgaon, hopes to provide a better education for her children and start a small business of her own.
मैं सीमा गजानन कुरटकर झाड़गांव में रहती हूँ। मुझे अभी अभी प्रॉपर्टी कार्ड मिला है, उस प्रॉपर्टी कार्ड का मैं अच्छे से उपयोग करूंगी। बैंक से मैं लोन उठाऊंगी और वो लोन के पैसे से मैं अपने बच्चों की पढ़ाई में लगाऊंगी और छोटा सा व्यवसाय उभारूंगी।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the first Mann Ki Baat program of 2025 on Akashwani tomorrow. It will be the 118th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah has ordered the constitution of an inter-ministerial team to ascertain the cause of deaths in Jammu's Rajouri district. The team led by the Ministry of Home Affairs will visit the affected village to ascertain the cause of deaths in three incidents in the past 6 weeks. The team will consist of experts from the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Ministry of Agriculture, Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers, and Ministry of Water Resources. It will also be assisted by experts from Animal Husbandry, Food Safety, and Forensic Science Labs. The team would proceed tomorrow, and in collaboration with the local administration, the team would work on providing immediate relief as well as taking precautionary measures to prevent such incidents in future. Our correspondent reports several people, including children, died from three families due to mysterious illness over the past month. Yesterday, Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Umar Abdullah chaired a high-level meeting to discuss the situation. A total of 1,521 nominations have been filed for the 70-member Delhi Assembly elections. According to the Election Commission, 680 nomination papers were filed on the last day of nominations yesterday. The poll body said the maximum number of nomination papers have been filed in the New Delhi Assembly constituency. The scrutiny of nomination papers was taken up today, and the last day for withdrawal of candidature is Monday. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In West Bengal, a Sialda court has found Sanjay Rai guilty in the R.G. Kar Medical College rape and murder case. The sentence in the case will be pronounced on Monday. Judicial magistrate said the evidence submitted by CBI proves that Sanjay Rai is guilty in this incident. On 9th of August last year, the body of the PGT doctor was found in a seminar hall of the R.G. Kar Medical College. Sanjay Rai was arrested by the Kolkata police the next day. Later, he was handed over to the CBI. The CBI filed a charge sheet naming Sanjay Rai as the culprit in the case. A suspect involved in the attack on actor Saif Ali Khan in Mumbai has been arrested at Durg railway station in Chhattisgarh. Sanjeev Kumar Sinha, the in-charge of the Durg Railway Police Force, confirmed that the arrest was made based on information provided by the Mumbai police. The accused, identified as Akash Kanojia, was detained aboard the Gyaneshwari Express travelling from Mumbai to Kolkata. Mumbai police are expected to arrive in Durg later this evening, after which the suspect will be formally identified and transferred to them. And now, news from Mahakumbh 2025. The Namami Gange mission of Ministry of Jal Shakti has set up a grand and captivating Namami Gange pavilion at Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj. The pavilion has become a unique medium for raising awareness about the conservation and cleanliness of Ganga River. With cutting-edge technology, creative displays and informative elements, the pavilion has become an attraction for people of all age groups. More from our correspondent.
Visitors at the pavilion first pass through the interactive biodiversity tunnel, which showcases the chirping of birds and the biodiversity found along the banks of the river Ganga through modern projection technology. The pavilion features a digital exhibition showcasing the various efforts undertaken for the conservation and cleanliness of the Ganga. One of the key highlights of the exhibition is the Prayag Manch, which is designed for real-time analysis of the Ganga, Yamuna and their tributaries. This platform displays information on water levels, cleanliness and pollution status of the rivers. The exhibition also includes a special reading corner by the National Book Trust, which features a collection of books related to the Ganga, the story of the Kumbh Mela, social policies and national pride. The Namami Gange Mission has also appealed to the visitors at the Mahakumbh 2025 to become aware of the cleanliness and conservation of the Ganga. The Ganga is not just a river, but an integral part of India's culture, history and economic life. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today lauded the Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath for the efficient management of Mahakumbh 2025. After taking a holy dip at the Triveni Sangam during his visit to Prayagraj, the Defence Minister remarked that the commendable organisation of the world's largest event and public gathering reflects the dedication and efficiency of Uttar Pradesh leadership. The World Bank has projected 6.7% growth for India, surpassing global growth of 2.7%. The January 2025 edition of the World Bank's Global Economic Prospects GEP report stated that India is set to dominate the global economic landscape, maintaining its status as the fastest growing large economy for the next two fiscal years. The GEP report credits this extraordinary momentum to a thriving services sector and a revitalized manufacturing base driven by transformative government initiatives. Israel will release 735 Palestinian prisoners during the first phase of the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal agreed upon with Hamas. In a statement, Israel's Justice Ministry said the deal is expected to go into effect tomorrow and include three phases. The first phase is expected to last for 42 days, during which 33 Israeli hostages are set to be released. India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast dense fog conditions in isolated pockets of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan tomorrow. Similar weather conditions are expected over Madhya Pradesh, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura on Sunday. Cold day conditions are also very likely in isolated pockets of Madhya Pradesh. The weather department also forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and Mahe. Squally weather with wind speed of 35 to 45 kilometers per hour is likely to prevail over the Comorin area and adjoining Gulf of Mannar. Fishermen are advised not to venture into these areas. On to sports. In the Khokho World Cup 2025, the women team led by Priyanka Ingle has advanced to the final after defeating South Africa 66-16 this evening at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi. In the final, the Indian side will face Nepal tomorrow. Earlier, Nepal beat Uganda 89-18 to advance to the final. In the men's category, the semi-final between India and South Africa is underway at the same venue. In India Open Badminton, Indian Challenge has come to an end after the duo of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty has faced a setback defeat in men's doubles. They lost to the Malaysian pair of Noor Izzuddin and Goh Zay Fay in New Delhi this evening. Despite a dominant record in the previous head-to-head encounters by 6-1, the Indian duo failed to keep the hopes alive this time. The second edition of ICC Under-19 Women's Cricket T20 World Cup began today in Malaysia. In the opening match, Australia beat Scotland comfortably by 9 wickets. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government trying with full sincerity to implement Gram Swaraj on the ground allots over 65 lakh property cards under Swamitva scheme. Prime Minister to share his thoughts with people in the first Mann Ki Baat program of 2025 on Akashwani tomorrow. World Bank projects 6.7% growth for India, says the country to maintain fastest growing large economy status for next two fiscals. And in sports, Indian women's team enter the final of Khokho World Cup. And in India Open Badminton, Satvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty bow out of men's doubles. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.